Randy, how are you this morning?
Very good, Tony. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Kind of a boring meeting last night.
It was. It was over in about 20 minutes. Most items that are non-controversial are just consented. So we had a resolution honoring a person who is retiring, and we had two roll call votes that were required by Mason's Rules of Order, and that was pretty well it. The issue with Williamstown Township passed unanimously. It was part of the consent agenda. So, yeah, sometimes boring is good, though, in politics. So.
Well, I believe that Williamstown Township story is how the county gave Williamstown Township $122,000 to help defray the costs of police patrols that they've contracted with Meridian Township.
That's correct.
And they're one of the, I believe, one out of 13 communities that was able to get their voters to say, yeah, we'll pay a little bit extra to have police patrols.
That also is correct.
And you had you and I had spoken about the Leslie Township supervisor who wasn't aware of funding that was available. And I believe you've had a conversation with Dallas Henney.
Yes, I've had several with Dallas. And the problem, as they see it, is the County Board of Commissioners spent about $2.5 million for secondary road patrol and all those functions. And again, we talked about how it benefits the entire county. Well, those monies are gone. Right now, we're lucky if we have one officer on the road, perhaps two at the very most, covering 440 square miles. So the resolution and the contracts say that the township has to be willing to accept primary financial responsibility for its police services. Well, if the townships did not have a ballot issue that passed, they don't have the resources. So like Dallas says, I'm not going to accept $60,000, which is about three-quarters of a deputy, by the way, and then say that I'm going to accept these responsibilities because I can't. And so I respect his position and what he's doing. The $800,000 that was set aside, when normally it cost $2.5 million, was just like kind of throwing chicken feed out there. Williamstown would have been foolish not to try to grab what they could because they passed the ballot issue and certainly helped their residents out. So I supported that endeavor. Meanwhile, there's $677,000 out of that $800,000. I don't know what the board's going to do with that money. I hope it doesn't go to Potter Park or Hawk Island. I hope that it's used for law enforcement personnel. But we'll see as we go through the next budget process.
So that money would have been available to those other 12 communities, like Leslie Township, should the voters have passed the resolutions to raise taxes to for more money for road patrols.
That's correct.
And you're going to wait and see what happens to that money, probably in the general fund. But you'd hoped it, you would have hoped it would have got used for those road patrols.
That's correct. I mean, we're at a very serious situation, and you know, even with the recent snowstorms and ice storms, when our deputies are out patrolling, they're also reporting to the road commission where hazardous spots are, where ice is built up, snows in a way of traffic flow. And so they serve a multitude of functions other than just basic law enforcement. And I think sometimes my colleagues forget the total purpose of so-called law enforcement. Not only that, but I mean, they're the first line of social services for people also.
So you've got more than $600,000 set aside for these road patrols. In the upcoming budget, will there be any possibility of increasing that total?
I would be very skeptical. We're going to have a preliminary budget meeting March 9th where we go over the projections for next year. And, you know, we're going to continue to make some cuts.
What's the budget deficit at now?
We have a balanced budget this year. I don't know what the projections are going to be. I won't know until March 9th. that's when we're sitting down with our staff and our controller and going through all the scenarios and possibilities, depending what the state does. Because we're in kind of limbo based on, you know, state activity also. And so that's all being deciphered out, and it'd be premature for me to speculate. I know there will be some cuts. I just don't know the extent.
And you haven't been able to study the governor's proposal yet to know how much that the county will be receiving?
No, I have not.
Well, there is a little bit of a controversy, and it focuses on the road commission. Tom Mitchell and Joe Gunther have been at the center of this. Tell us what you know about the story from your end.
Well, I know both Joe and Tom. I've known Tom since 1978 and Joe Gunther since 1984. I think they're both outstanding people, and I do not believe for one minute that they have any racist or sexist tones about them. I know them on a personal basis and their families. What really happened was we always had people on the road commission who were from the service area. That meant from the townships being serviced by the road commission. Well, about 6 years ago, some people decided, well, we're going to change that. And so they started to appoint people from the urban areas. And so right now you have five road commissioners who live in the northwest part of the county in a heavily populated area. You have no one appointed who lives out into the main service area. And the problem with that is if Bunker Hill, Stockbridge, Onondaga Township, we had people like Joe and Tom, if there was an issue, they would drive out and meet with the elected officials. They'd look at the problem that citizens had and so forth, and things were addressed. So the road commission really became a political football, and quite candidly is because one person did not get her friend a promotion. That
Who was that?
We had an issue with Ms. Deb Dillion. She led the charge against the road commission, and her thing was that this guy should have gotten this regional directorship in Dent, and therefore they are racist and they're sexist, and the trouble began.
Who was the guy that she wanted to get on that commission?
You mean to get the appointment?
Yes.
I would rather not mention his name.
Okay.
My purpose is to state actual facts and not, you know, take a swipe at somebody. I mean, he has every right to apply for a job. Management also has a right to appoint who they think is the most qualified and complements the director. And so that's our lot of hostility. And for the last 2 years, it's been tough. And their road commission appointments, reappointments came up, and it was neglected. But Deb's been in the news. She's been on TV. She's been in a paper saying they're just racist and sexist, and it's a good old boy club. And reality is quite the opposite. They're very sensitive about diversity and bringing people in, but their prime job is to do a good job repairing roads, pushing snow, trimming brush, and fixing bridges. And their budget right now is less than they had in 1997. Dollar for dollar, it's less than 97. So they need to be efficient, and the politics should not be part of their operation.
Randy Schaefer is an Ingham County Commissioner. Randy, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony, anytime.